Extreme PC UK.
Why, hello everybody, and welcome to episode 202 of Extreme PC UK podcast. I'm your host Nick, also known as Extreme PC UK all across the globe. And today on my show we have
GreyGamer 25, Grey's Green Room on all podcasts and YouTubes.
He done it finally! Yes, after weeks.
Woo!
I knew I'd surprise you all.
Hello, it's Trainspot and Trev, and I never forget. It's the Trekway on the YouTubes as well. Hello.
Hello there, my name's Ross Light. You can find me everywhere underneath the name Ross Light on Linktree, and I'm worldwide now, baby.
What if I go in Tesco's? Can I find you there?
Probably, yeah. I'm in your local Tesco's.
He's gonna do push-ups. Wait, on your hat, Ross, is that the Linktree on your hat right there?
No, that's
should be. That's QR code to scan.
That's where
it kind of looks like.
He ripped his hat and he just stitched it back together.
It's an antenna.
No, that's Rocket Punch Games, I believe, from
anime.
No, it's from East. No, it's never mind.
He don't know. He's lying.
I'm not. It's from Trevsway.
How is everybody?
How to Build a Rocket Boy is the name of the studio. They're based in Edinburgh.
Yeah, How to Build a Rocket Boy hat.
Got it.
Just
sounds like
logo.
A song. Sounds like a song.
A little flame sticking out of it.
I think it's a fantastic logo.
How to Build a Rocket Boy is actually one of the guys that used to work at Rockstar along with the GTA guys who went off in his own separate way.
I'm thinking Sweet Like Chocolate Boy.
What?
Chocolate Boy?
It's too hot down there in London, man. Your brain's getting melted more than usual.
How to Build a Rocket Boy.
Give me so much joy. Sweet like chocolate. Oh.
Yeah, there you go, see?
Quality entertainment for you people.
Yeah, there you go, man. I had that record on a rare press, and it was a brown chocolate record. So there. Didn't know that, did ya? And then someone stole all my records. Anyway, how is everybody? Has everybody been busy this week? What have you been up to? Have you all been good?
Playing video games at work.
We got lots to talk about. We're going to be talking about Diablo again. I know we've been speaking about it for the last couple of weeks, but it is a big game and there's a lot of stuff happening. There's a lot of people unhappy and happy the same. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But let's... if anyone's got any questions they would like to get into our podcast, they can send them in to the Discord. It's just Extreme PC UK. Just search on Google Extreme PC UK Discord and you'll get a link to come and join us for free. Thank you to everyone that still Discord subs to me. We have a Diablo 4. Is it 4? Diablo 4? I keep saying 5 to everybody.
Yes,
for some
4. 4.
Diablo 4
Unless
clan.
You're from the future, yeah.
Just search Extreme PC UK in game in the clan section. You can join us there. And you can check out all the videos on YouTube that I do. I've got a little confession to make.
You're coming out the closet.
Sort of. But...
Philip Schofield style.
Sort of.
You're moving.
I'm coming out of the computer closet and moving into the mini cars closet.
Mate, you were a mechanic. You're just going back to the closet.
Yeah, that's true. To be fair, that is true. I am a qualified mechanic. Yeah. But anyway, what's happened is I bought my missus for her birthday
a
proper rebuilt completely, all the floor pans, everything's all been new doors, the whole body shell's been redone, the whole thing, the whole car's solid. I went and got it for Ellen for her birthday for a little surprise and basically put it for its MOT straight away. It was sawn off the road. Mate, I've been driving it around. It's like a go-kart. I love it. And I've got well addicted. I've started doing loads of bits of work to it. So like... the old computer over here, just how that used to get treatment. The computer's sitting here going, please come back to me, please. But now I'm in the garage. I've cleaned out my whole garage and I've put all my tools in there and I've got like a whole garage set up so I can get the engine out if I need to and stuff.
Did you forget? You hadn't done it for years, mate, that job. I mean, is it like a bike once you do it?
No, to be fair, when I worked as a mechanic, I worked at a specialist garage and we used to do things like Porsches and... old AC Cobras and stuff like that. It was a classic car place,
Cobras,
which was fun. But then I left mechanics because I didn't like the fact that all the new cars were becoming all electronic and plastic and just proper
good
crap.
Money, man. You're nuts.
Proper crap to like play with. But this has got a carburetor on it, so literally I can tweak it. Like, I was driving it, and the throttle kept sticking over the last couple of days. And then all of a sudden, I thought, you know, I'm going to go and have a look. And I looked, and the cable had come loose. So I retuned it, tuned the carb up, got it wicked. And it's much more fun. So I've been doing that. I was actually thinking about maybe doing a YouTube video about the car, and then putting that onto the YouTube videos as well of all the work that I do. Like, I've got quite a few bits to do on it. Like, all the door locks have got to be changed.
Is it better than Car Simulator 2023, though, the game, though? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, because the difference is
it's real.
I know what I'm doing when I'm taking the car apart, but in Car Simulator, the game, I don't have a shit clue what I'm doing.
So it's a crap game, then? Okay.
It's a right game, but it's just, like, it's just stressful in real life. So, like, it's going to be stressful in that game. So, to be fair...
I only see one problem with this, though. You're going to be working on the car so much, your wife's going to go, like, when can I drive it?
Yeah. Well, we're already having that, because she's like, you bought it for me, but now you keep going around in it. What's going on here? Yeah. Exactly. We've been going in country roads and stuff. I did have
you
one.
You've done this on purpose.
I did mess
man.
Up once, though. Me and Skye went out. She's feeling a bit down. So I said, look, we'll go to some country roads in the night, and we'll go out for a little drive in it. And it's literally like a go-kart. You have the windows down, and you can touch both sides of the car, yeah? And we're driving the headlights. It's got angel eyes on it, so the rings. Anyway, we're driving through this country road, and all of a sudden, there's one speed bump just in the middle of nowhere on this road. Big, long, straight road. So we're ripping it down this road. We just hit the speed bump. She hits the ceiling. Like, I'm holding the steering wheel, she's on the wire. She's like, smash against the roof. It was well funny.
Seatbelt.
By the way, I've been in the car with Nick. He is. I shit myself a little bit first time, but it's London traffic. That's what it does to you. I shit myself. I'm like,
Alcoholiday says, yes, do it. All right, I will do. What I'll do, I'll start by doing just a little video around the car, and then it'll just be something else that I do. If I get the chance to do some videos on it, I'll do some on little bits and stuff.
Nick, if you can, an extra record thing. Them as shorts, vertical camera. So basically record them as shorts. And then upload them to YouTube as like little short things and just talk over it. Just talk through what you're doing and your process. And yeah, little interesting things like that will get much more traction. Also, for a note, I did get in the car. I was the seats. So.
Hold on, you paused that. You paused for a second there. He went, I got in the car, and then he just freezed up.
Yeah, he froze. Again.
Got in the car. I got in the car, and I was worried I was going to break the seats because the seats aren't very strong.
He's
and they're
a
not
big
wide
boy.
Enough.
He is a big boy. He actually, to be fair, he's broke a few seats in his time. We went to Twitch London, they had these deck chairs, and he just sat in one, and I thought he was joking around. I literally thought he threw himself in it to joke around, but he sat in the deck chair, and the thing just exploded into a thousand pieces, and loads of people ran over.
Oh, yeah, that was fun. That was,
that's cheap chairs, man. But bad construction.
Yeah, but he's broke that chair behind him as well.
Yeah, wait a minute, I'll see if it'll let it...
And then he went to America... And I bet he's even bigger now. I bet he didn't smash no chairs up over there.
No, I didn't smash any chairs up over there because I didn't sit down. I was just walking all the time. I did like 30,000 steps each day. I'm just walking. Absolutely insane.
Get Gray's chair. Gray's got the large version of the Witcher chair, and it's handling his keister fine. So
yeah, because Gray's a bit of a funny one, you know. See, he looks like a little Yoda-y kind of guy, doesn't he? See, now... he looks like you can imagine. Do you remember?
Chair.
Do you remember the cartoon Dungeons and Dragons? And the little guy in the red cape. Every now and then, you get real excited when he'd come out from behind a curtain or something. He'd be like, "Hello, everybody." That's what I thought Gray was like. I could imagine him just coming out, and he's only 3'5".
Oh, I've met the
he's
SOB,
6 foot.
Haven't I? And. He's taller than 6. You're not taller than 6 foot.
Yeah, I'm six even.
Oh, I'm 6 foot, man.
Well,
my
shoes on, maybe it's a little more. But...
It's like he's taller than you Hagrid.
Think. Trev met me. Trev's not a small guy either, but Trev met me. We're both, you know, biggish guys.
That's it. When it counts as well.
Well, that's true too. Other than, you know.
Yeah. Definitely.
We were measuring him that day he came over.
Is that what you did? The first thing you done was you went to the toilet and measured.
Well, I had to earn the hotel room.
In the hotel room.
I had to use a yardstick though. It was the only thing big enough.
Yardstick. I don't think we get yardsticks here. We have a measuring tape.
We are degraded so quickly.
Let's just get on with this. Anyway, before we get into it, I was just going to talk. Ross went to America. I'm sure there'll be a video about it. You'll have to post on the Discord for us called Ross Does America.
Yeah, there's America Does Disney. Ross. I went to VidCon. I met the guy who says emotional damage. That was a fun conversation I had with him for like 45 minutes.
I would have just kept repeating it back at him. Every time he said something, I would have just said it back to him.
I would have got whacked, I think, if I did that to him. I think it would piss me off. I'd just be like,
unemotional damage. I'm just saying that to him.
Just stare at him.
It's like, emotional damage.
Unemotional damage.
Let's do this, Nate. Just like, emotional damage.
No, because that just, again, it reminds me of Grey as Yoda.
What?
You got this on your mind, man. I was like...
Do you remember when Grey used to play up and we used to turn his face green?
Yeah.
Really? And in the end,
a long time ago.
In the end,
then they turned it blue and started calling me Smurf.
And then in the end, he was like, can you please put me back to normal?
Yes.
Right, let's get on with this. So he went over there, he met loads of people, had a wicked time, and there's going to be a video he puts up, and that video is going to explain it all, which is all good. Right, let's get into this game. So, I believe, Trev, you've got a review to talk.
Yes, it's going to be... I've unintentionally done a grey because the game is broken on my end and keeps crashing, so I can only comment so much, like an initial review. Has anyone here played Need for Speed Unbound?
No, we talked about it, but this is the one with the like shaded cell graphics, and lots of people complain about it.
Well, I don't have a problem with that. See, it looks graphically fine. It looks like a modern racing game. No.
It's not
misunderstanding.
Realistic,
is it? The graphics are absolutely fine. It's the effects that they add into it. So it's normal graphics. The world is normal graphics. The cars are normal graphics. But the smoke, the tire screeching, any little effect is cartoony style. You know, Borderlands 3.
Yeah.
That effect there. I like it, man. I think it's pretty cool, I'll be honest with you. But it kept crashing for me. I don't really understand why, so I've been trying to fix that in between crashes. But I played it because it's on the season, the Xbox Game Pass. And it's not like the old Need for Speed games. I haven't played Need for Speed for ages. We discussed this last week, didn't we, Nick? That we played the old Need for Speeds Underground 1 and 2. And it's been a bit crap for a while. I've got Need for Speed Heat on Epic. I've never played that. But this, I don't know. It's like,
the thing is, times have changed. The reason why I like them games is because when them games came out, it was back in the days where people would go to cruises. In London, everyone would go to cruises where loads of people take their cars. They go to a car park, they do wheel spins, and they look around, they have all music playing. And Fast and Furious had just come out, and everybody was all hyped for that stuff. But it's not the same anymore. The outside, the car market now is not to kit up a car. It's to keep it all fresh and standard and like old looking. Do you know what I mean? So
I mean, I hadn't really had racing games like that either until then of that style.
Yeah,
it is a massive open world again. It's think of Cyberpunk, but in a car world. Literally, all these cars. You get three bangers at the start. You pick which banger you want to go. It's a Mustang, a Lamborghini, I want to say, and...
How's a Lamborghini a banger?
It is a banger because it's all run down. It's all run down and even worked massively, so it's probably not even street legal. They're like, they're knackered cars. That's what they call them bangers. They turn them into bangers. Banger in the good sense, not the bad sense. And then I went with I'm really bad with cars, Nick. One of the popular, I don't think
Mark
it was
Golf.
Nissan Skyline, maybe. I think it was one of the good Nissan cars anyway. And they do it up for you. So there's a story mode, which is cool. You can go rounds. You can it's kind of copying Forza Horizon. I think that's the kind of idea.
I don't understand that.
Missions.
Why would you try and bring a game out like Forza Horizon when there's Forza Horizon? You're not gonna get to the same level as they are.
Because everyone copies everyone else. That's why, man, that's a thing, unfortunately, in video games and movies. And
Forza Horizon, that game is actually pretty good. And you win cars. There's so many cars in it. You win cars every race.
Yeah. I don't know if you win cars in this, but they did bring out a season. They brought a season pass out for it.
Oh, right.
Which is a bit sneaky for a game like that.
Well, what they do is the height of the game is normally racing for pink slips in them games, and you like race. You build up, and when your car hits a certain bracket of power or whatever, they're like, oh, you can race for the pink slip for this car, and then you race. If you get it, you get another car to then kit up. But
tell people what a pink slip is, mate, for the uninitiated. I don't know what pink slip is.
It means you're fired.
No, it's basically the like logbook for the car. It means you own the car.
Why is it? Is it pink?
I don't know. I think in America it might be, and that's why they call it pink slips here. Sounds better, doesn't it? I'll race you for your pink slip.
Not so much anymore.
I'll race you for your logbook, and then it's mine. But I've got to send here. It's take 2 weeks.
Here
to
it's
come
a
back
title.
My name.
Here they call it the title. The title shows you own the car. Registration. And title.
They call it the title.
It's registration, and then there's a title. Now, the title is the real document that shows who owns the car.
Why is
so
it called
if you were
the
to
title?
Like, I don't know. It's just it's official doc paper, has your name on it, the make of the car, all that stuff, and that you're the official owner.
It's called logbook.
So if I took the title to my car and I decided I wanted to give it to you, Nick, I would sign it over to you. There has to be some monetary.
But what if I wanted to change the title?
It could be as cheap as a dollar, so I could just sign over my car to you for $1, and it's yours.
Fair enough. I learn something every day in this podcast. Who says it's not educational?
I'll race you, and I'll sign the title over to my car.
All right, I'll race you. My you don't, what are you bringing?
You do want to race Gray. He didn't. He could have
sod cars. I'll give you running race.
He could have picked me up from the airport, but he didn't. He didn't want to pick Trev up from the airport. Nah, I might not. He was very generous when I was over there.
He's sour about that.
He's a town driving man. Have you still got that car, Gray? That same car?
Actually, when you mentioned carburetors, Nick, you had me a carburetor because that's what my old cars were all, carburetors. My cars were
5 liters.
No, I had a 67 Camaro 2-speed Powerglide, 327.
The thing I love about American cars is they're all automatic.
Most of them are.
No, they're not all automatic. No, it depends whether you want it automatic or not. I mean, I had friends in high school that had both, either automatic or stick. It depended on who had what. I also had a 1979 Roadrunner. No, 68. Excuse me, 68 Roadrunner. 383.
But it's funny because over there, from what I know from the mechanics and cars over there is, you have all these crate engines, all your big cars, because what's the American massive cars, your roads are big, and you have these big liter engine cars. They're all pretty much the same sort of engines, aren't they? They're like crate engines that are like 5.7 Chevy engines or whatever, and they just move them from car to car and put superchargers on them.
And the speed limit's less than the UK, so
and
it's
you could drive at 16.
Well, here, miles per hour, you can drive, well, the limit's 70 on most highways.
Put it this way. A lot of the time when I was there.
Put it this way.
55, where were you?
I tested this Mini, yeah. This Mini's got a 1275 Cooper racing engine in it, yeah. Now, you'd think that sounds really, really fast. And trust me, it feels fast when you're driving it and when you're going down the motorway. So I was going down the motorway and literally you can't, steering wheel's tiny, and you can't just go like that because you feel like you're going to roll the thing, yeah. It's like you feel like you're going 200 miles an hour. So I said to Ellen, I said, look on your sat nav. Because the speedo's come disconnected, so I can't see the speed. I said, look at your sat-nav, see how fast you're going. And the car's like, yeah, and we're racing down the ring. And I'm like this, and I'm scared that I'm not going to like crash off. Anyway, she looks, she goes, we're doing 56 mile an hour.
Jesus Christ. Well, go back to the game. I'll say what more I know of it, because it keeps bloody crashing. I want other people to tell me if it's crashed for them on the Game Pass. I don't know if it's just me. I don't have problems with my PC crashing a lot for other games, so tell me if it's an issue.
It's just a new thing, isn't it? It's just a new thing. They don't care. Diablo's got loads of problems. I can't stream it, and nor can loads of people, because it just overheats everyone's computer and makes OBS freeze up.
And I wonder why I play consoles a lot these days.
Just quickly, Alcohol, they said he had a 79 Robin Reliant. It rocked, literally. Did you actually have one of them, Al?
Del
I
boys.
Can imagine
That's
you
Del
in
boys.
That. I bet you was that guy that has them roll bars around it and just keeps rolling it around corners.
That's Del Boy's car from Holyfield's Dorses, isn't it?
I don't think Gray knows what we're talking about here.
Reliant only had a short run of cars, and that was it. They didn't make that many cars.
He said he had several. Alcohol Holiday was that guy that you see driving down the pavement, full grown adult, and he's got a three-wheeler grown up trike pedaling it along.
And what were you talking about, roll bar and stuff?
Barton Cartman.
I know what a roll bar is. You ever seen something about a roll bar, aren't you? A roll or a cage?
No. Robin Reliant is a car with three wheels.
Oh, okay.
And they're known. I'm not even going to go into Derek Trotter on that. You're not going to know.
I get it.
You don't get it. You clearly don't. You don't.
There's some three wheelers over here too.
You're not going to get it either.
I'll look it up.
Well, I don't know if you get Reliant in the game. I certainly hope you do. That would be brilliant.
Wide arches, low on the floor.
I will say it's harder than you think, by the way. I don't dumb games down. I play them on normal, the default.
Yeah, I did that.
But it's a bit harder than Forza Horizon. Like, take a little bit of getting used to, trying to get the swerve, the drift around the corners and whatnot. But it feels a bit more like, you know that popular mobile game, the driving one? What's that one called? The free one?
No idea. But can I ask a question real quick? Does anyone ever notice when you're doing driving games, it's a bit easier to play driving games where you use the like motion controls on the controller themselves? So when I was playing on PlayStation 4 or PlayStation 5, whenever I was playing driving games, I was using the controller itself to just kind of turn. Like I'm turning
the steering wheel. Well, you found that
easier? Yeah, because it's like it's the same thing as turning the steering wheel. I found it easier, but it made me go so much slower. When I wanted to go like a bit faster and stuff like that, it was better to do it the normal way, but that controller way is just so much more control.
Nah,
get a steering wheel and you're good.
I can't imagine that. I don't like anything like that. It's like the Wii U came out with them little steering wheels, didn't they, to play Mario Kart. It was just awkward.
To be honest, I do have the chair, so I could create a setup with a steering wheel.
I just looked up the 79 Robin Reliant. That is a very interesting looking car.
This character.
It looks like somebody took the two front wheels and just jammed them into one and said, that's good.
It's good. No worries. Yeah.
No problems. I can't find that game. That's annoying. Anyway, yeah, so it is free on Game Pass at the moment. I'd love to tell you more about it, but because it kept fucking crashing on me, I'm really annoyed about it. I would say give it a try because it does look gorgeous, and the effects are not too bad. The cartoony effects, the actual graphics are solid. It's just the effects that are cartoony.
Yeah, loads of people complain about
them.
And
I like those. They're good.
I liked it briefly from the. If I can fix it, I'll go back and play some more of it because it's obviously online multiplayer as well, so you can race your pals. But it's too similar to Forza Horizon. So, the thing is, right? See games like that when they're on Game Pass a year or so after coming out, they're AAA titles. That tells you that they're bombing. That's why EA are like, we'll take your Microsoft money because we know it bombed, and it's true. So that says all. That's why it's in Game Pass.
Well, I was put off of that game because when it first came out, I thought, oh, it's like going back to playing all the games I used to play, like Need for Speed Underground and stuff like that, and building the body kits on the car and all the bumpers and all that. And then it came out, and then I just saw loads of people saying, oh, the graphics are terrible. No one likes the way the wheels spin and the smoke comes out. It looks horrible. And they were saying it's not realistic and that they should go back to the other way, but I don't know.
The graphics are fine, Nick. It's the effects that are the cartoony. Watch a video on it. The world, the cars are normal state-of-the-art graphics. It's the effects that are cartoony. I don't mind that level. If the whole thing was cartoony, nah.
Yeah. I'm out. Nanoshadow says, other than Forza, GTA 5 is a great driving sim. Do you know what? GTA 5, if that didn't have the hackers on it, man, I actually really used to look forward to just buying bigger and bigger houses and then, like, the base and that. And then I'd try and fill it up with all the cars all the way around, getting all the different cars, because you can buy, like, so many different cars and kit all of them up. Man, it was really cool. But it's just the hackers in that game.
Yeah, talking about cars in GTA 5, GTA 5 has just removed 100 cars from the game itself and added it to their GTA 5 Plus subscription that you can have.
Really?
Yeah, but here's the thing. If you brought them beforehand, you can still keep the cars. Also, on their special wheel, you have a chance to win them. But they won't be in the game normally.
But what do you mean on a special wheel you get a chance to win them?
Like Forza Horizon. Spin the wheel.
No, in GTA 5, there's a casino now because they release heists, they release a lot of different things to help with like earning money. There's a casino where you can go in, spin a wheel, you can win money, or you can win a car, or any other couple bits and bobs. But you can only do it once every 24 hours.
Love you.
You can only spin the wheel once every 24?
Yeah. So you only get a chance to win the cars if took out of the game without paying for the subscription plan through the wheel, and that's only a chance.
Well, I don't think GTA is a great driving sim. I mean, it's good driving, but it sounds like he's... Sorry if I got it wrong, Nadal, that it sounds like it's realistic in terms of a driving simulator because it's far from it. That's your Forzas, isn't it? That's your Gran Turismo's, games like that are realistic driving simulators.
I don't
That's
know.
That's more arcadey.
No, GTA 5 has some of the better driving I've seen in
yeah,
any...
Yeah, I think it does. I like it.
Really?
Well, yeah, it has really good driving.
Yeah, I've played GTA 5 for
compared to
hundreds.
Gran Turismo?
Gran Turismo feels stiff.
Yeah, but Gran Turismo is a proper sim. GTA isn't a fun game that's got...
No, that's what I mean. That's the difference. It's arcadey, though, but it's not realistic. And then we've got Forza 7 coming out. Forza Motorsport 7. What, September? November? Something like that. Yeah. So,
Nano's talking about, I've got to get myself a driving wheel, an American Truck Simulator. It was recommended by a friend, and it says it's great. If you like that, you need to get in the Discord with Alcoholiday, because have you seen what I've done to him? Have you seen what I've done to Alcoholiday? Do you remember we was on, not Red Dwarf, remember we was on Elite Dangerous and he was addicted with us, he was part of the crew, he was making all the maps up every day and everything. Well, then I got him to play Euro Truck Simulator, and he started off by playing it every day and getting deeper and deeper. The other day he texted me, he's got about 10 screens on the go with maps and sat navs and all this stuff going on. And he's like in the top like 10 of the world in that game.
Oh, I saw that picture. You're right. Yeah. He's really into it.
Wow.
But the thing is,
he said you had to stay in the top 20 or something. Otherwise
yeah, he shot himself in the foot, didn't he? Because now he's got to keep it up. Like, so every time he comes home, he's like, oh, I've got to start driving. Otherwise, they're going to get in front of me.
You gone and played yourself.
Oh, my God. Legend, Al. Legend. Yeah. That's hilarious, mate. Well done.
Right, anyway, let's move on. We spoke a lot about Need for Speed Unbound. I've got some news that Erican sent in, which is a bit crazy. Do you remember we was playing Cycle Frontier?
Yep, I saw this, yep.
They're getting rid of it. They're giving up on it completely, deleting it.
What?
It's only been a year? Year and
it's
a half.
Not good. It's not a good game.
What do you mean good game? It is a good game.
It's a fantastically fun game.
Clearly isn't if they're pulling the plug in it.
No, but it was. I think it was a really fun game.
People are not putting money into it. They're not putting money into it. That's why
nobody wants to support it, so I guess.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Because
it was free to start with.
Yeah, because it was free to play. Maybe that was their problem. They've gone free to play and now people they want to change their game. But they're not even doing that. They're literally stopping the servers on the 27th of September. They're closing the servers down and they're getting rid of it. But the thing is,
you
it seems
money
like
into
such...
that, Nick.
Yeah, I did. I bought the season pass and everything. I really enjoyed it, actually. It was one of the games that I really liked.
It was fun.
The reason why I liked it is because if I go into Fortnite, I have to kill people to win, blah, 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 and I'm not very good at it. But when I played that, you can go into the map and you can tick off your missions, you know, and you can come out as a winner without being the last person standing. And we really enjoyed it. We enjoyed the sniping. Me and Leo loved it. We had quite a few of us on it. We played it Insomnia for like the whole of Insomnia. It was a really cool little game. It's a shame.
Whenever I played, Nick had me stand out in the open and take all the shots.
We didn't have you out there. You just stood out there.
You're like, what's this? This is
shame. Great, what are you standing out there for?
Everybody's behind cover and just peeking out like that, and then behind cover. And then Gray's just standing in open field saying, where is everyone?
I was being a bullet sponge for everybody.
Best bullet sponge we ever had.
That's right. What was that time where we played the game and you ended up shooting Ross? You were trying to find Ross? And Ross comes around, whatever the tree or whatever it was, and he pops up right in front of you and kills him.
No. What actually happened was sometimes in that game, if you're playing with a team, you get like a green line around the person. And sometimes that marker never happened. So Ross, this fire's getting shot all over the place. And I'm like, Ross, is that you? Ross, is that you? Yeah. And admittedly, I thought I gave him a bit more time than I did. But what actually happened, I went, Ross, is that you? Ross, is that you? Shot him.
Yeah, literally didn't give me no chance to respond. I was like, words about to come out my mouth. Like, yeah, and then, oh, I'm dead. I'm
yeah, Ross dead is going like, mate. Ross is like, that's, bam.
But yeah,
that was pretty funny.
The game's getting closed time. Down.
Ooh.
I don't really know about it. Oh, I left the alerts on. Look, trust me to leave the alerts on. But yeah, it's gone. Game over, man.
That means you can heal this then.
I can turn it on for 1 second. I can turn it on.
It was off. I 1 second. On.
Yeah, look, just for you because I know how much it means to you. Do it. Someone gonna press it?
Hang on. That wasn't what he wanted you to do.
Oh, press this, man. One. Game over, man. It's game over.
You had to take it too far, Gray, didn't you? You had to go too far. I gave you a chance to play one sound clip, and you had to come in there with that crap.
I only played one.
I might have played two.
It was all about the game over, man, and you came in there with...
I played one. Trev admitted he played two.
I might have played a couple.
Unbelievable.
He turned us off. It's done now.
Yeah, well, I could only hear game over, man, and then that's all, folks.
I'll try to clip it, but it might be too late.
Right, moving on.
Okay.
We got to talk about the main thing, and it's useless talking to you lot because none of you have played the game because you're absolutely useless. So,
because hacker slasher games don't take any skill.
Yes, they do.
You got to push the mouse button really fast.
Right, delete him. Someone mute him. Mute him, please. Mute him. Now. We have a knob in our party.
All right, I got a clip on that one.
So basically, we've been playing Diablo, and I know we've been speaking about it quite a bit, but we've got quite a bit of the community playing, and we're all getting on, and we're all leveling up. And I'm not going to go into detail about the leveling up and stuff like that. We're all at level probably 60 plus at the moment, and we need to get to 100 to be end game sort of level. Now, they've started saying that they're going to be bringing out... Cheers for that sub. Really appreciate that, dude. Alcohol Holiday. So, basically, they're going to be bringing out a season pass. Now, has any of you ever played Diablo?
No.
No.
None of them.
No.
So, basically... Sorry, I had to shout downstairs to be quiet because they're just coming in and chatting. I don't know if you... Did everybody hear that?
Yes!
That was no shout. Unless your shout is a burp.
It's because my stream deck don't work. I press it. Look,
I thought it was a sound effect.
That was too.
Ross fell off his chair. Oh my god! I bet anyone listening to that your car. Sorry, but I had to say be quiet because they're just all chatting at my staircase right here, and I can't hear.
Clip heaven tonight.
I tell them every week. I said when I'm doing the podcast. Please don't come upstairs and start chatting on my staircase because I can hear everything you're saying and then I can't focus. So I had to tell them to shut up, didn't I? They're still there talking. I can still hear them. You can't hear them, but I can still hear them. It puts me off. I can't focus. I can't multitask. Sends me off out of control. Ooh. But anyway, yeah, so Diablo, basically, we've got up to them levels, but they're bringing out a season pass. Now... I don't know if they normally do it this way or not, because I haven't bought the season pass with Diablo before, but we've all got a character. So you've got like Necromancer, I'm Barbarian, blah, 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 blah. So I've been building up my Barbarian, yeah, to get to level 100, because that's like the level cap. And once I get to level 100, then I'm up with the game and I'm in the front of everybody else, you know what I mean? They've come out and they're saying, oh, the season pass, when it comes out, you have to start a new character. Because what?
I heard that.
So what they're going to do is, so we're on, you get world tier levels. So world tier 1, 2, 3, and 4, and they get increasingly harder. So world tier 1 and 2 is up to level 50. World tier 3 is up to level 70. And from 70 to 100 is world tier 4, where you get the most XP and everything's a bit crazy. Yeah, and that's where you want to get. So what they've said is they're bringing out this season pass. You have to pick a new character because when they do the first season, the season goes on for 3 months. And they might do game-changing stuff in that season, which they can't allow the main realm to be in. So what they want you to do is, so you start a new character. So say I start Necromancer, and I've got a Barbarian in my main account, but now I'm starting a Necromancer. Basically, I go up the levels doing that, play it for 3 months, maybe get it to level 100, maybe not, but I can do whatever. When the season finishes at the end of the 3 months, that character will then move to the same main game that your first person's on. Yeah? And then, say, the next season starts, you build another character. They change the way the world runs and the way the game plays, all the different mechanics. 3 months after, that person moves on to your main. So you basically have all these characters on your main account. Now, I'm hoping, but I'm not completely sure, is that when the character moves from there to your main account, you can then switch all the weapons and stuff that you've collected from all of your mains. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, play with this guy, put him into the main game. Play that gun, put him into the main game. I personally think that they're doing this because, and everyone's entitled to their view to say whatever they think. I think they're doing it to give you extra gaming time. Rather than you just going up to level 100 and playing through the seasons, oh, we'll just get them to do it all again. Because at the moment, from level 1 to level 75 or 85 is the same amount of time, which is hundreds of hours. And then you've got 4 times that amount from level 80 to 100, which is crazy when you think about it. So you play all of that. Say that's like 300 hours. Then you've got, what, 360? You've got 1,200 hours after that to get to 100 from 85. Do you get what I mean?
That's bullshit, yeah, man. The whole thing is.
So the whole thing is. But the thing is, people are already saying, oh, it's very grindy. It's very grindy. I'm just grinding. Because it is a bit like, it's obviously a hack and slash, like dungeon crawler. You can just press all your buttons and just smash everything up. And there is a lot of stuff. The game is fun. But I don't know if this is going to kill it for a lot of people. Because for me, I chose Barbarian because I don't like magic and all that. And I want to just be able to just smack everything with a hammer. Do you know what I mean? Now,
yeah,
I wanted to get to level 100 and then go into like the new seasons and keep upgrading my character more and more. And they've taken that away, basically.
I think that'd be raging, mate. Is give people a new opportunity to play different characters, but as you say, you have a particular character you want to play,
yeah,
so that doesn't really matter to you. In terms of like replayability, some people enjoy the grind, so when people get to level 100, some people hate it because it's like normal progression, there's only different things to get, so I can kind of see what they're doing there, but it's a weird way to do it to make it so it's not part of the main game, because it's going to be doing a lot of different things, and if you're going to be doing things that drastically anyway, why not give them the opportunity to get their main character in it, but just make it so the items don't transfer over to the main game and have like a separate lobby for your main character?
Well, that's what they're saying, is that is a bit like how it is. So they're saying you don't have to do seasons, that's extra paid like seasons to get in there. You can just continue playing your character in the main game, but the thing is, what are you going to do when you get to level 100 and you've maxed out your character and everybody's playing all this stuff on the season pass? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, they were saying even in the Discord that there's two types of players. Ones that continue to go on with the end game forever and others that don't want to do that and they would rather just do whatever they want. You know, but leveling up a whole character all over again, that's like the entire grind. Everything. Yeah.
Many games do play it like that. I mean, I'm thinking of Destiny, for example. I done this in Destiny 1. I would play, there was 3 types of characters, different classes. I would play each one because they've got your own unique skill set for each one. But it's the same story, same missions for each of them, so times 3. So, but I don't do it anymore.
Yeah,
I just do it
once. If they turned around and they went, right, when you do the new season comes out, you have to pick a new character, and you picked a new character.
Yeah, that's different.
But then when it got to, I've got a really important phone call. Can you, one of you, Karen, talk for a minute? I'm going to have to move.
Yeah, no worries.
So let's see. We can talk about anything we want now.
Anything we want. Maybe
he's not
going to
know
out
anyway. So
adult movies. Like, I've seen any recently good ones.
I've seen tons of good adult movies recently. They're amazing.
As Popeye would say, well, blow me down.
Blow me down. Shimmin' timbers.
Or off.
I was going to say, maybe check out Grey's Green Room or check out Last Light. You know, all them other amazing places where you can find some good content. Other than this.
when you're over there at the show, I even said Ross lightsaber.
Yeah. Oh, lightsaber. When I got the lightsaber, that was absolutely amazing.
Sorry, people. My car's just had the timing belt done in it. It's like, and it's had loads of work done in it. So the guy was just ringing me about my car being ready to get now.
I'm glad.
I thought you do all the work.
Not on a new car. On the Mini, I do, but not on a new car. Ah, that's right. Why I'm not a mechanic anymore.
You may get thrown off Twitch shortly, so just give me a heads up.
Don't worry about that. But Nick, what you could say is your timing belt's just on time then?
What?
Oh, God. I mean,
Your time belt was done just in time.
Definitely thrown off Twitch now.
But it wasn't just in time, because I'm live on a podcast, so I said I can't get it now.
Oh, well, it was done in a timely manner.
But anyway, But anyway, what was I saying about Diablo? Sorry, everybody.
It's a great
season
game.
Pass and new character and it's
if they turned around and they were like,
it's a lot of malarkey.
Oh, play with this character. Oh, you need to start a new character to play the next season. Next season come out and then it was like you need to play a new character. And then after like five seasons, you if it was leveling up and then they went right, you got to go back to one of your characters now. Like so, you used every different type of character, but they're going to allow you to do multiples of each character, I think.
Oh, that's messy.
Oh man, I'm not
confusing.
You would have to sit there and you would have to get all the characters.
Someone's
gonna
have to talk about Sanks. My phone's not still ringing.
Not your phone.
Damn. All right, everyone.
Where we leave off about those adult films.
that Diablo's never been my cup of tea. No seriousness, guys. I don't. It looks gorgeous, right? Don't get me wrong. Looking at it because it's top down, but it's like a 2.5D is the best way to describe it. Top down.
Yeah, you can't get the whole 3D, but you kind of get it. Sort of.
Yeah, and it's got a term, a fancy technical term. It looks gorgeous, but it's just. I mean, I could slag it, and but it's hacker slasher. Because that's what it is. You're pushing buttons all the time. I don't think there's a lot of skill to it, but tell me if I'm wrong. But there's other games like that. You know, shooting games
there's a bunch of games. I mean, Final Fantasy is very similar to that. Other games, I mean, they're all kind of hack and slash.
Final Fantasy, they're going nuts though, Greg, because Final Fantasy 16 come out and they're changing it that it's no longer turn-based. That hasn't been for a little while though. It's no longer turn-based. They're going nuts because it's turning into like a COD type game. It's just weird. So
sorry, I'm back now.
Anyway. It's all right, you're definitely...
My missus ain't going to be happy.
Uh-oh.
So, she's gone to pick the car up. She's gone to pick the car up, yeah? And I've just realised that tomorrow morning, I've like double or even triple booked loads of work in, and I'm actually going to Wales tomorrow morning, and I've also booked loads of work in for here at my house. And so now she's going to get home and be like, you're going to have to go and do a load of stuff for me tomorrow.
That's a long drive.
She's not going to be happy, I don't think. I thought it was Wednesday today.
Oh, my.
Rent her a Lamborghini or something, so at least she can go in style.
Just $4,000 a day.
Yeah, that's all.
Crazy stuff. It's crazy. Sorry, anyone listening to the podcast, sorry, we haven't gone right downhill. It's just been absolutely crazy the last couple of weeks, but we are getting back to normal. Well, we're getting in there.
We haven't went down, have we? Because we're only halfway up the hill. We're only halfway up it, so we can't be down there.
We're not the Duke of York.
Oh, God.
We're just a bit sideways on that hill, parked.
We're much more the way up and he's down again, isn't he?
Oh, God.
So anyway, back to Diablo, just quickly. I am going to continue for the first season and see how it goes. And then I'm going to let everybody know what I think. If anyone wants to join me on that season, they can. And if they don't want to, they don't have to, because
with a new
I can
character?
Understand.
With a new character?
Why, you're nuts.
Yeah.
What are you going to pick?
I feel bad for people like Comic, because he's started multiple characters already. And then he's got to make another one.
Yeah, but he likes it. He likes it, though, so it doesn't bother him.
He likes it with more characters.
Yeah.
The more characters, the better.
Some people like leveling up a whole bunch of characters.
There's a car park near me that you like.
Does a what? Does a what? Who?
What?
we lost everybody on that.
I know Trev got it. I know Trev got that.
I'm saying nothing.
And if he didn't, he's faking it really well.
Yeah. do you have to pay for Diablo's Game Pass? Yeah, you do. So the game's £60, which is a lot.
Kidding me. And you got to pay for the first
game? Well, of course
game?
You do.
Well, Duty's the same, man. That's expensive, and the seasons are not cheap.
If you're paying $80, you got to pay again for a battle pass or whatever it is.
It's like you're buying the game again, ain't it? Because you've got to.
How much do they charge for that?
Well, the thing is, what annoyed me, Grave, and more so than that, is that if I buy it on PC and I want to go and play it on my Xbox, even though it's on there, I have to pay for it again.
that's awful.
Companies love to double
money.
That's right. We make billions and billions.
Show me the monies.
Oh, yes, we spent all this money on this AAA title that you spent hundreds of hours playing. By the way, buy the game all over again with just a couple more add-ons. Easy peasy. Just keep
replaying
the game. And start a fresh
character. Why not just get a new computer and play separate like you've never played it before?
Yeah, don't worry about your PC overheating and all the problems we've had recently. Buy all the other stuff.
Just ignore all
those things. Just because he was an idiot, though.
Right. Did you start talking about your news corner or not?
No, I didn't. No. I've dubbed it Trev's News Corner. That some interesting or funny things that I put in it that are sometimes quick and sometimes a bit longer. Any of you guys interested in the Metal Gear Solid Master Collection when it comes out?
When I think of Metal Gear Solid,
I just think of the PlayStation 1 that everyone used to go mad about.
Yeah, because there's like, what, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games in it.
I never played it before.
I played some of the originals, but not all of them.
Phantom Pain.
When I'd go through my college, you'd walk through and they'd all be playing it in the common room. In black and white on a chipped PlayStation.
That was so good back in the day.
But tell everybody that what's so bad about this coming out.
Oh, yeah. Well, Gray's going to love this. The problem being is it's coming out to PC as one of the platforms, although at least initially... it will not support keyboard and mouse. Requires a controller to play. This is a PC version, people.
Ridiculous.
Let's go. But kick him off, right? The director's seat. Ban him.
I'm sorry. That controller is just a better way.
If you prefer a controller while you're on a PC, you need looked at by a shrink. You need put down by a veterinarian.
You can just get a little program to modify your controls for your controller to your keyboard.
Yeah, I have one actually.
You want official support, though. I mean, saying this, though.
And I don't know why you're worried about that. If we're going to get into things like that, why don't we just start on Gray's trackball?
Oh, please.
Because it's way
worse. That's an old subject. That subject's older than I am.
He's got fluff
in
his
room. That's why I don't understand why you're still using it.
Gray, can I ask you a serious question about
the
trackball?
It's a high performance trackball.
Can I ask you a serious question? Do you get a lot of fluff around your ball?
Sometimes I got to use a tweezer to pick it out.
You said that, and I just thought to myself, I wonder what that smells like.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, like belly button lint.
Right down the tubes at that
one. Belly button
lint?
Are you sniffing your belly button again?
No, it just smells like, you know, you like get lint out your belly button, and you're just like, oh, that stinks.
I don't sniff it, though.
Yeah, but
I don't.
What the...
I don't sniff it.
Like, why do you know what it smells like?
Hold on. He went, I don't sniff it. But then in the next breath, you went, but it stinks.
It does stink.
See, when you done it, right, Ross, see when you smelt the lint there for the first time, was it like the smelling salt? Did you go...
No.
And it came back all cross-eyed.
It wasn't like it's blurring it out. It's not like the smelling salt.
Oh, yeah.
Too good.
Look, if you're out in the forest and you need lint, you just pull it out of your belly button and start a fire.
True, but at the same time, there's always like a bit of hair and all the other jazz that's always in there.
Hair's flammable, that works.
True.
Doesn't smell very nice, though, does it?
Can I just say, that bit of news, it was found on the Steam page for the games, and it was taken down a few days after, or shortly after it went up, and they're still taking clarification if that's bullshit or not, so hopefully... they do add it in, because that's mind-blown. I'm sorry, that would be ridiculous if that was the case. But I'm interested in it. They're also making it... We talked about this last week. They're remastering Metal Gear Solid 3. Konami are actually remastering it, so I'm really looking forward to that.
But I'm not being funny. Do you find that
there's
no originality anymore? It's like every single game company... it's like, oh, let's just do a remaster. Let's do a
reskin. Well.
Let's just put new graphics on it. Make a new game that's good.
Hollywood do it as well, man. The whole entertainment industry do
it. Oh, don't even get me started on that. Because if I had a sniper, I'd take Grey down right now with his Marvel. God. Do you know what? I love
what
the Discord. And I love the fact that Grey's got a busy room. That's amazing. But I've got to be honest. I do look in there and everyone I ever see is just Marvel, and DC, Marvel, and DC, and Marvel. And I'm like...
well, and you haven't been listening lately.
Crap. And I've got another bone to pick. Has anyone else noticed recently that Gray puts in random... he puts in some random stuff. We had a debate about this the other day. I've got a bone to pick with you, Gray. We've got a new rule you're not allowed to do.
Okay, what is it?
You're not allowed to post about games you know nothing about or you don't play.
No.
Because I've seen loads of Diablo posts going in there. Diablo's that, and the other. Diablo, blah, blah, blah. I'm thinking he ain't even played the one article game. He hates it.
I put one article in that I thought people would be interested in because that's my job as mini boss. You know, got to keep it going. So I thought they would like that. I didn't go crazy. I
understand where you're coming from. You're trying to keep it live. You're trying to keep it current with the conversations. But I feel sometimes there's certain games where it just doesn't work, and that's like Star Citizen.
Well, I mean, if I came on and started going like,
you'll post a video from Star Citizen. It's just a guy clickbaiting Star Citizen saying it's just trying to do this or that. But then obviously you don't have the background to know if it's true or false. You just post it. And I think that's where the problem lies.
Because I leave it up to the people.
This is going to happen to you.
You'll turn into a grey.
It's a democracy. I let them decide. what about this next piece of news? That sounds pretty interesting.
YouTube may are seriously considering offering a game streaming online. Now, the hilarious thing about this, right? That gets worse, Nick. The hilarious thing about that article is, remember Google Stadia, right? Yeah, we all remember that. They've been trying to palm off that technology to various people for a while, right?
So did YouTube.
But they're the same bloody company.
For 99p. So
that's hilarious. It's like, okay, we'll give it to our other department of our business because they're the same company, aren't they? I don't get it. It's not... The only guys kind of doing it successfully are Nvidia, thanks to Gray being the only person in Florida subbing to them. And Xbox Game Pass.
No, but that's different. That's not the same thing, is it?
Well, same thing.
It's not the same thing.
Game streaming.
Stadia is streaming the game to your computer. Nvidia is sending you power.
Right, sending you the graphics card.
Yeah, different.
What's the difference?
They're not sending you the game. You have to own the game and the game and game.
Oh, right.
NVIDIA basically says you have to own the game from Steam, Epic, or I forgot the other one. And then you play the game technically through them, but you're using their power.
Thank you for that sub. I really appreciate it. And welcome in.
I was playing it the other night, actually.
And you did say, what did I just walk into? Sometimes it does just go off track here really badly.
That's when it really gets good. I have four clips ready to do in a minute.
Oh, yeah. We waffle some, but shite, really do. But that's what makes... That's the charm of it. They may be looking to do this. Listen, I'm not going to... We went over this so many times. I'm not ever going to do anything like that. So we'll see.
I know what they're going to call it, Trev. They're going to call it You Gaming?
No. Oh, God. That's worse than me, Greg. Come on now.
Oh, that's worse than smelling your belly button.
Almost.
Don't keep repeating me that he sniffed his own belly button.
Yes, I don't sniff my belly button.
He can't reach his belly button. Do you know what I reckon he does? Do you remember a screwball?
What's a screwball?
Yeah. Oh, the ice cream?
Yeah, do you remember a screwball?
Come on, the ice cream.
Trev, come on, tell me you get a screwball in Scotland. You have a haggis, but no screwballs.
You eat the ice cream, and at the bottom, there's a jawbreaker.
Yeah, boy. You don't know.
What?
Yeah. A jawbreaker?
Yeah, a jawbreaker at the bottom of your bloody
bubble
ice cream.
Bubblegum. Anyway.
Bubblegum, right.
Let's get to the point. I was going somewhere with this, yeah? So... I've now got images of me eating my screwball. You know, the little fork you get? The little scoop? It's like a shovel.
A little spoon or whatever, yeah.
And I've just got pictures of him now using that shovel to get the belly button fluff out.
Man, it's a trowel, not a shovel. I got a trowel in there.
A trowel.
What? Hoop! What's that, Nick? That's disgusting.
Coal mining. Oh my God. Where's this going?
The last quick thing here, which is probably significant to all of us because I think we're going to play this. Starfield is not going to, at least initially, have any DLSS on the PC version because they've got in bed with AMD because AMD do the Xbox.
Listening for a second. I just heard someone got in bed.
Starfield won't have DLSS on the PC version. Now, that's a big problem because that game is bloody demanding. And yes, we'll get more than 30 frames, but we won't get 100 frames because we don't have DLSS now.
First of all, they're doing it because it's a money deal. So what'll probably happen is for the first 3 months of the game or whatever they agreed on, it'll be exclusively AMD system, which is what FSR I think they call it or something.
FSR.
And then you're going to see that go away, and then NVIDIA or AMD will be the same thing. It's not going to stay forever.
You couldn't do that. Give them the choice of both. That is madness. We all
I agree with you. DLSS is
way better, and the 4000 series graphics cards are DLSS 3.0, which is ask hands. It's phenomenal that would boost up the quality of Starfield massively.
It's called this, man.
Yeah, but
that's why they're doing
it. Hold on a minute. You're talking about this setting. I've never really liked it. When I've ever seen it used,
I love it.
It turns your game grainy.
You get different levels of control, mate, and it's got better now. It's got a lot better.
When I looked at it last time, it had on or off.
Yeah, see, that's the problem, man. You should never do that. That is bad game development there. Give people the different levels so you can decide what you want. And you usually have it in the middle, so you're the sweet spot.
I don't feel that I need to use it. I'd rather just have my graphics pure and fresh and raw.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, games look so good these days. We can't all afford a 4090 like Hans can. It sells like one of his kids off each time to buy a new graphics card.
Hands out, like, for no reason. Hans, you bastard. 4090.
No, because he always buys the latest graphics card. So, and the 4090 is really expensive. So,
About the latest graphics card.
Until the 5090 comes out.
Have you all seen the 4060 that's just came out?
Yeah, it's TI, isn't it?
One person queued for that outside the store in Japan because it's been so lackluster. It's hilarious.
One person queued up.
It's worse than the 3060.
How do you know that one person queued up and it wasn't just someone walking into a shop?
Because I read the news article.
Yeah, but how do you know? Because
they were waiting outside before.
It would hardly be a queue, so I'd just be walking into a shop.
They were waiting outside the shop before it opened.
True.
Maybe until 10 person. O'clock, he just got there at 10:02.
Maybe.
So it was a one-man queue.
Maybe I hope just all the scalpers brought all the cards and then realized, oh, wait, this is a really bad card.
But it's funny, when a new card comes out, you'll just see Trev's background, how it's his bed and his kitchen and stuff like that. When a new card comes out, you'll just see it. It will just be like 5090 or whatever it is, just boxes of them. Just every week just getting higher and higher where he's scalping them all.
I don't do that anymore. I'm a change reform man. The new cards won't be out until 2024, I think. So we were due them this year. Or no, when did the 4000 cards come out? Last year or the year before? Last year.
This year.
But does anyone feel like it used to be a big thing? A new graphics card coming out to all of us, and we'd all be chatting about it. But now it's like everyone's like, "You messed us all up at COVID." Then you put the prices up so high, none of us was involved, couldn't get one. It was like $2,500. Now you're coming back at us with this new stuff. I feel like everybody's sort of a bit like, "Man, we don't really care."
We're fed up, mate.
It's graphics card fatigue.
They didn't have enough 3000 series cards, so. Because of part shortages, so that everything was hard to get. And now they thought, let's make loads of them because we don't have the same problem with the 4000 series cards and they can't shift them. So now the 5000 series cards won't be out until 2025. We normally get a generation once every 2 years. We're going to have to wait another year because they don't have competition from AMD as usual.
Well,
that'd
be perfect timing for me.
Yeah, same, Greg. I think I discussed with you. I want to upgrade my machine. But I also want to buy my own house first. So buy the house first next year, maybe. Then 2025, I'll come down to London. Like, right, we're getting out in the piss. Before we do it, you build my new PC. Here's parts, right? And then I've got, it'll be a 15900K by then, I think, Nick.
What you could do is
5090.
Even better is you can pay for me to come up there and I'll come to Edinburgh.
I would do that. That's worth the fee.
I think how it goes is you buy the house, the 5090 comes out, and you sell the house, so you can buy the 5090.
No, I am not Hans. Hans would do that, or sell a kid, or a kidney, or all the above, and
buy the new car. He would.
I need to do a whole brand new PC. But anyway, we're sidetracking. It's Gray's bit next, I believe.
Oh, right.
I thought this was great. I was reading an article where they mentioned about Fallout 5, so I'm thinking, like, oh, cool, Fallout 5. Nick will like that, too. So I'm reading here and I go, it was great. Bethesda's boss, Todd Howard, has confirmed that Fallout 5 will be Bethesda's game studio's next big RPG after The Elder Scrolls 6, which means it'll probably be out around 2048.
What? That's the same time as in the game, isn't it?
I don't know, man. But it's probably true, though.
Hold on a minute. Is that a real headline? It does say 2048.
Yeah.
And is it meant to be serious?
I don't know, but I just thought it was hilarious. Because if you think about it, Elder Scrolls 6, they're only in pre-production. So it's going to take 5 years at least.
I think you should pre-order it now.
Yeah, I want to pre-order it now, sure. It's because it'll be 5 or 6 years before that comes out, so I put it at least 20.
When we're burying you, we'll throw it in.
There you go.
Hey, that's a good shout, actually. Here, like, listen, when we bury Gray, right, hopefully not for many years, though, should we build a coffin out of a big PC case? Like a big, massive PC case?
No, I'll tell you what we do.
It's a good idea.
And I want a 4090.
I'll get his PC with his AMD and his super hot fans and that, yeah? We'll stand it in the like cemetery. We'll get his ashes, and then we'll let him go through the fans.
Oh no!
Just blow out the back.
No, you're twisted, man.
Oh, no.
Now, actually, what I would rather have is like on the tombstone, there'll be like a button, and then you come up there and you push the button, and it goes, "Hi, I'm Greg Gamer 25." Not anymore.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Not anymore. Do you know what? Do you know what I'm gonna do? And I'm not joking. This is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna record a video. Or to play at my own funeral, and it'll be me basically slating everyone that I don't like. So it'll be like, you at the back, you only came in for the food, I don't know what you're doing here, turn around and leave. And it'll just, every single person will be sitting there like that going, oh my God, is he going to say anything bad about me? I've told my kids that they can keep all my house and everything, whatever I own, but I have to be stuffed in this position, and they have to wheel me outside in Halloween, otherwise they can't have the house.
What's going on your tombstones, though?
You have to really think about that one.
What about Grey, though?
I think I just could have one big question mark. That'd leave it a bit puzzling, wouldn't it?
No, there'll be a loot box in underneath the ground.
A loot box. anyway.
I'll put an X because people will think his X marks the spot, don't they? And they'll dig me up.
Every year we'll bring him the latest version of Star Citizen.
Right, let's move on. We're talking absolute crap today.
Nick, did you read that last comment from him?
What's that?
Ross, you better not have been smelling your belly button in a hotel room.
Yeah, you know he was asleep, he was probably smelling something worse. Over your face, and you were going, "What
is that?" Like Scary Movie with the finger, he was putting it in your belly button and having this.
What's wrong with you, people?
No, the truth is, what's wrong with you?
Nothing. I just have hypersensitive smell, like you.
Oh, we
do,
know.
Nick.
We know. I'm shocked, man. See, when you smelt the smelling salts, I thought a sniper had took you down.
Yeah.
I was going to call the army, the military, police, everything.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. If anyone wants to see this video, just go to Extreme PC UK YouTube and you can see the short of Ross doing the smelling salts. It's hilarious. But the funny thing is, it's just the way he does it. He's like, and then I'm like, what are you doing? He went, smelling salts. You use it for bodybuilding. And I'm like, we were recording a podcast.
Why do you use it for bodybuilding? Funny. What?
It gives you an extra hit of oxygen, so basically it stimulates your nervous system.
I've learned something.
Yeah, but it also turns you into an arsehole for about 20 seconds.
Nah, maybe.
No, it allows your nervous system to pick up more weight, and then later on, you pull all your muscles in your...
He sniffed it, looked away, and when he looked back, he looked like gremlins, you know, the little vegetable one with the glasses, all the like that.
That's the crazy one. The one that's like he's got problems. He's a couple of cans short of a six pack.
But that's what he did for a second. Like Vex made an actual a little thingy. What do you call it? A meme of it, and it's just Ross going like that over again.
I've seen that.
Oh man, that was hilarious. Right, let's move on. Anyway, I believe Gray, you got something else to talk about, mate.
Yep. Basically, Baldur's Gate 3, which is a game people have really been waiting for a lot, just like Diablo 4. They've done something that hasn't been done before. They're moving the date up. Instead of a delay, August 31st, which is the day it's supposed to come out.
Shut the front door.
Now it's going to be August 3rd, a whole month sooner. No.
Yeah, but hold on, it's not got to August 3rd yet, is it?
No, it's not, but it's been moved to 30 days up.
It'll go back.
But a lot, I'm looking forward to this game, too. I want to see what it's all about. But basically, the company that's making Diablo 3 this time, I don't know if you guys know, is Larian. And Larian is the one that did the game Divinity, remember?
Oh, yeah. Divinity Original Sin. Original Sin. I love that.
I love it, too. So they are doing the game ground up. They were given the license and the permission to do it.
Hold on.
They said that the map is going to be 4 times larger than Divinity 2.
Oh, wow.
But the map of Divinity 2 is big.
Before you carry on, I've got a story. Yeah. Do you know why I stopped playing Divinity? Because it's a very, very long game, isn't it? And you move your 4 characters around. You do spells and all that sort of stuff. Right. Well, I've done a proper knobhead move. It was the top of the knobheads. It don't get much more knobheady than this. So
you deleted your saves.
Yeah. And you did it as well then.
I've done it once, yeah.
You did it. So what happened is, this game, you save it all the time, repeatedly. And what happens, you build up a whole list of saves. And so I was like, man, I've got about 20 saves on here. I need to get rid of some. So I went into the save file, and I was like, delete, enter, delete, enter, delete, enter, delete, enter, delete, enter, delete, enter, like that. And I looked, they were disappearing. And then they all disappeared. Yeah? And I was like, oh, thank God for that. And I went back to the main menu, and the play button had gone, it grayed out. And I was like, oh, brilliant. What's happened? I deleted my game completely off the system, and it was starting from scratch. And I was like,
oh dear.
I ain't playing these days hundreds of hours again.
These days, if you can trust some of the sites you go to, you can find save game files. But you got to go to places that aren't like weird to get them.
Alcoholiday says, Nick did a knobhead move, really?
It was a first for everything.
So anyway, August 3rd, so I'm gonna check it out. Should be pretty cool.
And the thing I added on, Gray, for your benefit or for everyone's benefit,
sorry,
so he's not read his own notes properly. Baldur's Gate 2 Complete Edition or Ultimate Edition, whatever it's called, is currently free on Prime Gaming.
Of course they always do that, right? The new one comes out and say, here's something free.
Did you really write that on the notes and then ignore it?
I ignored it. Yeah, I never saw.
He wrote it. I didn't write that.
Oh, right.
I wrote that.
That's because I was looking at the article. But just so you know, Baldur's Gate 2 is complete edition, free of Prime Gaming.
You're welcome. What is Baldur's Gate? I've never played it. What kind of game is it? I've heard of it. I've never played it.
It's like a sword and sorcery-ish kind of game, I guess. You know, monsters and whatnot.
He doesn't know, it's a lot of fun. I'm getting the feel.
Yeah, no,
he
I played
know.
The game.
Is it like Diablo? Is it top down?
No. I think it's turn-based, if I remember right.
Oh, I'm out. I can't do a turn-based.
Oh, I love a turn-based.
Oh, no.
I love it. I'll tell you what was really good. Wasteland.
It's RPG, but not... Well, not really. That's not correct.
Really good.
Wasteland was good.
Hmm. Yeah, I really enjoyed Wasteland. Back. It was the first real RPG on computer, GR502 says. If anyone who's in the chat right now has any questions about us, about anything, doesn't have to be game related, it can be, put your questions in now. We've got one question we're going to do, and if we don't have any other questions, we're going to be off, aren't we?
By the way, the Baldur's Gate 3 is actually rated mature, 17+. Not a lot of games are rated that.
That's a good point.
Where does 17+ come?
That's the
American system.
Yeah, I know. It's ESRB rating M 17+.
It'd be 18 for us, mate, basically.
Oh, blood and gore, partial nudity, sexual content, strong language, and violence.
Sounds like a good night out.
Seems like my normal Saturday.
So just letting you know that if your kid is under 17, oh well. Not going to work.
Right.
Anywho.
We have a question. And the question's from Trev.
Yes.
You can read it out.
Okay.
I actually had a conversation with someone about this.
This is actually a thing that's going ahead by me.
I've had this out with someone else already. It's not real.
Until it doesn't. If it happens, we'll discuss it.
Who's going to win
the Musk, Elon Musk, Zuckerberg cage fight?
He's trained.
I think Elon Musk has just got the swagger and the gallusness to just go in and.
Yes, Zuckerberg's got the age advantage. He's also got the training advantage. He's also done actual training. Elon Musk has done weights sometimes. He's got more age
on
him. So Elon
Musk is... I love the way Ross has just come in here.
It's serious when we're treating it like a joke.
Very serious. Like he's like scattered these both out in their fighting days. And he's got the pros and cons of who's going to win a fight. This fight ain't going to happen. It's a load of rubbish. I had someone ask me, he went, Nick, have you seen that these two are going to have a fight? Of course they're not going to have a fight.
I will say, though, Ross was so serious, I was almost buying it.
Yeah, no, literally, Elon Musk would lose it because he's got the age disadvantage. He's also got the training disadvantage. He's got so many disadvantages that
yeah,
also...
But I think he's actually a robot in real life. He's the Terminator.
True, he could turn out to be a robot, but both of them have everything to lose. Because if either one of them loses, the stock on the other company is just going to tank.
Why?
Like... It would. That's sad, actually, but it really
Why would.
Would
it?
Because whoever loses.
Stock markets are affected by, you know, if you haven't had a shit that day or you've had too many shits. They're changed by the smallest of margins sometimes. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but...
So...
But maybe he gets... One of them might get beat the crap out of, and everyone feels sorry for him.
I want to see it, man. I know it won't happen, but I want to see it. I think Elon will surprise everyone. I think he'll... He's a bigger lad. He's got more to him. Zuckerberg is a skinny, lanky little shit,
Zuckerberg's
so...
washed up, man. He's done.
Nah.
He looks so washed up they had to change the name of Facebook. I mean, how bad is that? Meta something now?
So you say Zuckerberg? What do you? Let's pretend it's going ahead. Who's going to win, Nick?
Oh, Musk. I'm going Musk. If we're talking about winners, I'm going Musk.
Yeah, me too.
He's just going to come running out, all calm. He's be like, "What you say, mate? Boss?"
Exactly. I'll be like, "Let's get ready for a proper fight," and then Elon Musk will go up and give him a Glasgow kiss. Google what a Glasgow kiss
is.
Yeah,
now what they do is they come out and then they just start slapping each other like that.
Just stick the head in them, man.
No, Musk will bring Zuckerberg on his next rocket engine test. It'll just go, hey, get a little closer. No, a little closer to the engine. All right, stay right there.
I like Elon Musk. I know he's a bit of a arsehole sometimes. I know that he can be a bit full of himself, but that's why I like him. Because he calls a spade, where a lot of people don't, and he's black and white. There's nothing complicated about the man. And I like what he does with SpaceX and Tesla. Eh?
Well, he's right more often than he's wrong.
Did you say there's nothing complicated about him?
No, he's not a complicated man in terms of he's just a simple bloke that just happens to be rich. He's like, you could have a pint with him and enjoy his company. Maybe someone like Zuckerberg, you might be like, oh, Jesus Christ, this man's boring. He's talking about augmented reality and stuff, and Musk is talking about going to space and big
rockets.
Hold
on, Trev. You talk about augmented reality every week.
I do not.
You do.
No, I really don't.
You did talk about it last week, I think.
Yeah.
That's not every week.
He's just so boring. All he does is talk about augmented reality.
Was it the week before Apple's device?
Yeah, it was the week before. And last week.
Thank you.
And the week before that. And I think the week before that,
too. I think you and old Marky should go out for a beer, mate.
Kidding.
No, me and Musk will go out for a beer.
I think you'll get on like Elon Musk's rocket on fire.
Is that a euphemism?
Well, I know you'd get excited. Right, guess what, everybody? It's a bit of a shorter one today.
So, those things happen.
Yeah, it does happen sometimes. But we are back. We're going to be around.
Sometimes. Sometimes it grows longer.
I feel like the old Discord and the gaming, everybody's getting a bit more chilled. We need to liven it up a bit. We need to get more people involved.
Nick and I were the only two last week, and we went an hour and 40, 45, easy. And now we'll get four of us struggling for an hour.
That's because he had more notes then.
Yeah, it's because Gray's falling asleep, and Ross is just talking about belly button fluff.
I'm not talking about belly button fluff.
Ross, what have you been playing? What have you been playing, mate? Come on.
Recently, I've been playing a lot of Pokemon Diet.
Belly Button Simulator? 2020?
Yeah, Belly Button Simulator. No, 2024.
Belly Button Sniffing Simulator.
Yeah, you have to get the good smells in. What I've been playing is Pokemon Pearl, but it's on Nintendo Switch. I've basically been playing Nintendo Switch games when I've been away, because I haven't had access to any of the consoles. Had fun on that. America was awesome. Disney people, VidCon, all that other stuff. people talked about different games that'd be coming out, which I can't actually talk about. So the games I have played.
You signed an NDA?
No, but it's just
talk
a dick move.
Talk about it then. Talk about it.
No, it's just a dick move, isn't it?
Wait, a dick simulator? I mean, what?
No, Greg. Oh,
okay,
no,
I wasn't sure.
No.
I wasn't sure.
Don't worry about that one.
Well, if there's nothing else, that brings us to the end of the podcast.
Wait. What game have you been playing, Trev?
Again, Need for Speed Unbound.
Okay.
I've almost finished Breath of the Wild. I've spent over 150 hours on that game. I can't believe that. I've 95% completely completed it. Like almost everything there is to do in that game. And over 150 hours, that is money. And I mostly play it at work.
And Nick, will you ever go back to Crusader Kings?
Yeah, I'm still playing it. I'm still playing the same run through, yeah. And I'm down to about
of the world yet?
I've gone through about 10 generations. And no, I actually got really far into it. And then I made a mistake having too many kids. And my land got split up between these kids.
Is this real life or?
No, it might as well be. And then basically the whole of the bottom right of England went to one of my kids, but he became my ally. So I couldn't even attack him to take it back. So that's got broken off. And because so many people, there were so many children in the generations, the world is now pretty much getting owned by our family tree from the first two people, because they've married into all these famous places and they're all owed these different lands. They've got rights. Game's getting very interesting. All of a sudden I keep coming across things and like people are getting married. It's like, you do realize these are cousins and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, I don't care. Carry it on. We want the land, you know? But one thing I did notice about the game, which is really, really hilarious, is the way people look in the game, it carries them traits through. So it must record. So say Gray, you and Trev decide to get together and have a baby, yeah? Yeah?
Oh, for fuck.
No lie. Yeah?
Sure.
It would, first of all, it'd be called Trey. And secondly, it keeps the features. So I had a woman that was, her eyes were very, very close together, like in the middle of her face. So she was all like very, very, like really close. And then her husband had the same similar eyes. But what happens is it actually carries through to the generation below. So they had a kid with really close eyes. And it was just crazy because you can follow the generations through and see how the way the two people mixing together makes the kid. It's really, really bizarre. But I really enjoyed it.
Sounds like a genetic disorder.
But it is. It's the genetics goes through and through and through. And I really, really enjoy it. That game, I'd say to anybody that likes strategy games, Crusader Kings 3, it's very, very, very hard learning curve.
It's cool. It's
the way the world used to really run. It's all about finding ways to take over land and get deeds to the land. Yet. Sorry?
Are we finished yet? Is the pain over? I'm haunted now. I'm going to have nightmares.
Now, we're talking about you and Gray's kids now.
You already said the name of the kid's going to be? Trey.
Good old Trey.
Bad. That's so bad. Am I playing?
Grev.
On the couch, I'm playing Realm Defense, a tower defense game.
Oh, next. Scrap that.
3 months.
Not even a game, man. He loves to bring in a tower defense, doesn't he?
It's really fun. You know, these different worlds.
No,
there's like seven or eight different
worlds. Or not. We don't care. Take your tower defense and stick it up your ass.
I still got to play the DLC on Horizon Forbidden West. I haven't done that yet. But I do want to start Breath of the Wild, though.
Oh, he's got you into Breath of the Wild, has he?
Yeah. I got to start playing that. I have it. Yeah, so you can play it on your computer.
I would play it, but I've only got it on the old Wii, so the graphics are so bad. I'd need to put 4 pairs of glasses on to play it. I'm surprised.
I have the... Yeah, Hans helped me get the one that you play on computer.
You sneaky man. You're playing it on PC with all the mods to make the graphics all smooth.
I'm not going to play other regular...
I was tempted to do that. Right? I was so tempted to do that because my LG TV sometimes just randomly upscales it and it looks gorgeous.
Yeah,
it's hit or miss.
But as much as I like shiny graphics, because I'm the magpie of gaming here, I also like to play it on the au natural hardware. And you actually get used to it after a while.
Yeah, and that's why I got all the consoles behind me.
Yeah, exactly, mate. I don't play older games, but I play them on the console they're intended to be played on. I'm not Hans. That's his thing.
And we're just waiting how long before Gray says, I do own the game. That's what he's about to say, isn't it? That's what he's
about to say. I haven't played it yet, so I don't even know if I'm going to like it. But from everything I've seen, as far as, you know, the emulation, all that stuff is pretty cool. So I'm looking forward to see how it runs.
One thing I did want to say quickly is...
look, he's got Zelda on a little card.
Look, he's got a little card he can fit in his belly button.
Yeah, he used it to pick the limb out.
Oh, no. Oh,
maybe that's the little... Maybe that's the screwball little...
No.
Is that Tears of the Kingdom? Or is it Breath of the Wild?
It's Tears of the Kingdom.
No, I don't. I haven't picked it up yet. It's not worth it.
It's not worth it, you nutter. It's even better than the Breath of the Wild. You need your head checked.
It's not worth 70
quid. You
need
your head checked.
It's not £70. It's 60 in the UK. And I got it for 45.
You're talking
to
the guy that gets smelling salts when he's doing powerlifting, when he's not actually doing powerlifting.
That's true. That's why he takes the smelling salt. No, like, it's 60 if you buy it, normal full price. But I got it for 45 from Curry's.
It's to me, it's not worth it. Because I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to pick it up. And be like, this is a couple hours of gameplay. And then I'm just going to put it down and forget about it.
Or spend 150 hours. I spent over 150, mate, and I never do that in any game.
Yeah, but Trevor, you've got to be honest. You are a weird gamer.
I do that routinely.
I'm a weird gamer.
You are a bit of a weird gamer.
I don't play bloody tower defense games on my iPad and my bloody oversized underpants on the couch like Gray does.
I've got a picture of Gray now.
Hey, I only play good tower defense games. I only play good tower defense games, man, like Bloons and... You know, Realm Defense. That's good, man. That's good.
This podcast has gone downhill today, man. We're scraping a barrel.
And with that, now that I've been able to extend it another 15 minutes, thank you very much.
What are you extending?
You can end it whenever you want now, Nick.
Christ,
I haven't got anything else to say. So for me, that brings us to the end of the podcast. How about you guys? Anything else? Any other crap you want to talk about for today? Are we all good? We'll talk about belly buttons or Gray and Trev making a baby. What should we talk about next? It's just gone right off track today.
I can't wait to see the thumbnail for this. I want to see you use some advanced software to merge both of what Gray and I look like, and then you can put the thumbnail.
It's just timing, It's just timing. I was playing around the other day with AI. I was showing my missus how you can do AI because we're going back into talking crap again.
Never stop.
I keep getting pictures of like film stars, and when I'm watching TV with my missus, there'll be an actress or an actor in there, and me and missus will talk about how we haven't seen them for ages, and we'll look at them on YouTube or whatever and go, oh, look. But since I've been doing that, you know Khaleesi, what's her name?
Emilia Clarke. Emilia Clarke, sorry.
Yeah, so I keep getting pictures of her coming up on my Facebook, but they're all AI versions of her. You can tell, because every now and then the eye's wonky or something, like it's a bit like, or whatever. So you can tell it's not really her. And so I said to my missus, I said, it's crazy. I said, like, have you not seen AI? And she was like, nah. I said, well, the thing is, they can make AI now do whatever. They just need a picture of you. And she's like, all right. So I said, look, let's do some. So I downloaded this first AI app. And I was like, let's say something really specific. So I said, like, an alien Michael Jackson on a moon riding a bike or something. Oh my God, some of the funniest pictures come up. Some of the funniest pictures of like a green Michael Jackson on a bike on the moon.
Green Michael Jackson.
It was really, really weird. But I was just showing her how much they come up because they just keep popping up. Like this AI, did you know that AI is making music, the music industry, really messing it up?
And the entertainment industry, as well.
Yeah, it's really a problem.
Why do you think people are striking? Writers are striking and actors are joining on the stuff.
Because I told you this a couple of weeks ago. What's happening?
Yeah,
the AI is writing stuff so that the
I can't help
production companies.
But Gray, go back into that position you was just in.
What position?
You're just sitting like this. Lean forward a little bit more. Put your hands down there. Back a little bit. Back a little bit. So if you look at that, all of a sudden it looks like Gray's got no arms. I was looking at it, I was like, that looks so weird.
Only you would come up with stuff like that.
So weird. And then Ross has turned into just one arm.
Trev, no, you know,
this is it. It's drunk. The end. We've had enough. It's gone wrong.
Oh, wait. One more thing. Trev and I can attest to this. If you want to see some really
I'm
cool
AI
stuff.
I'm having the child in a custody battle. What?
If you want to see really cool AI stuff, go look for Trump versus Biden on YouTube.
I think I said this night before. It's hilarious. It's proper.
Oh, my God. But I just got to, like we've said before, though, it's really, really offensive, but funny as hell.
It is really funny. But also, if you want to use... Oh, yeah, true. But if you want to use AI yourself and you have got Photoshop, you can take advantage of the new AI tools in Photoshop now to make it a lot easier to edit pictures. And,
really?
Yeah.
I've the not Photoshop... speak about this.
Yeah, I can send you a
you've
couple of deals right now.
You've come into this podcast with no information, and you've said this at the end.
Yeah. I've known about it for ages.
He's trying to end the show, and you're ruining it.
So what, I can get a picture of my logo and say, make my logo green.
Yes.
And it'll do it.
Yeah. Is it basically?
Do you reckon if I just go make my logo better?
Probably.
It'll put Michael Jackson in it. And he's green and everything.
It just spins around and goes.
You know,
green's not a surprise.
It's a new AI tool they just released a couple of months ago, and it's been amazing.
And it's actually in Photoshop.
Yeah, you can use it 100%. It's easy peasy to use. You can just Photoshop built it into the system. So you just type out what you want to see and it just changes the image. It makes things so much easier for thumbnail placements because let's say you're holding something in your hand and you want it to change the color, but it means you don't have to then go through the
all
task.
The processes.
Yeah, you just literally
type in the box, get it green.
Make the can green, and because it picks up the image and it recognizes that is a can, it'll turn it into a green. Or let's say you have there's people been making
so
videos
basically
on this.
Photoshop's turned into a text editor,
kind of. Yes, it just makes it so much easier for the average person, and it makes the skill level go from being a peer to bring it down here where normal people can do whatever they want now.
The technology is crazy. I'm going to go and have a go right now and see if I can do the thumbnail. I'm going to say, look at Extreme Peace UK podcast and make Trev and Gray's baby for the front cover.
They'll probably turn them into babies because it's quite literal.
That would be
cool.
I'm going right now to do it. Right, everyone, this will be on YouTube tomorrow morning. It will be out. But with that, I want to say thank you to everybody for listening. Thank you to you lot for coming on. And we'll see you on the next one. There won't be no raid or nothing because my thing's completely broken. See you all soon. Cheers, people. Bye-bye.
Bye.